affect the number of mechayvim. In that sense, they're close to shemos. Or gufin stand on their own. Gufin are just a strategy for breaking up meisim. Liyutsuri, you had different meisa averas that weren't that were independent and that weren't continuation or repetition. That would also be enough to mechal chatal. So essentially, the three perspectives on gufin that we've been looking at are really also three perspectives on chilukei chatos generally. Although it remains possible that there's more than one way to. There's more than one factor of chiluk chatos, as we discussed with regard to the sugya and Shabbos in particular, and some of the other sugyas as well. As what happens, what about the combination of shemos and meisim and shkogos and so on? So I think the last thing that we were looking at was the status of behema. And what we noted is that the status of behema is somewhat controversial. Mishnah in Trusas Taf Tezvav Mebeis has the discussion about Mishnah has the discussion about Shuvei Chutz and Nosar. And the question is with regard to Shuvei Chutz and Nosar, we're dealing with Behema. Od Shol Rabbi Kiva Shochet Hei Zvachin B'Chutz Behelam Achas Mau Chayva Kalachas V'Achas O Achas Al Kulan Omelo Lo Shamanu. And Rabbi Shua tries to bring a raya from Tamchuyim, which itself is very interesting. As we tried to note, the language of the Mishnah and the Gemara in Krisus and some of these sugyas is as important as the substance, the conversations themselves, the initial equation, apparently redundant references, which upon further reflection, we've noted could be understood as being. as referring to some of the legal arguments. So here too, to what extent can you prove from Gufin, can you prove from Tamchuyin to Gufin? So Tamchuyin, as we noted, doesn't make sense as different Mechaydin. It does make sense as different Meisin, even if we reject Rabbi Yoshua, but that idea is certainly reflected in the words of Rabbi Yoshua, and in the concept of Rabbi Yoshua. But Lamaskana, seems like we don't accept Nosar, and we don't accept Hezbachin. So it would seem that we've rejected Gufin in Behema, at least on the level of Macholas Asuros. The question is it true? And that's where the Tosas Rid comes into play, because the Tosas Rid seems to argue that that's true only in Shchutin or Mesim, but when it comes to Chayim, then the concept of Gufin does apply to Behemos, and as we noted, he even goes as far as to apply it to Chelev Chai, although one might have said that should be limited to things like Dam or Eva Minachai, rather than Chelev, where it's just a coincidence. Okay. In terms of the Rambam, yeah.
The Dam has to be
Minachai? The Dam is a... Eva Minachai is clear in one way, let's say put it that way, and... Chelev, I think, is clear the other way, and Dam is a topic in its own right, which I don't want to get to right now. But I think that's it's open to question. The fact that it's Bominachai in any case, where there's a difference. Okay. As far as the Rambam is concerned, what we also noted was that when it comes to Machalos Asuros, the Rambam speaks about Shemos, but does not speak about. Gufin. It seems the Rambam does not have the halach of Gufin. That's the way the Mepharshim understand the Rambam as well. They understand that when we reject Shuvei Chutz and we reject Nosar, so we're rejecting Behema b'Macholos Asuros completely. On the other hand, the Rambam does have Behema b'Arayas. So why the distinction between Arayas and Macholos Asuros? So that could be explained in several ways. Either again echoing the suggestion for Rabbi Eliezer between the Efshel Arev and Yeshel Arev, that's one idea of Ramosha Kaziz, or maybe it depends whether there is Xeris Akasav or there's not, it's another suggestion that he makes, or it could be again that the issue is the issue that we're more interested in, and that is that when it comes to Machalos Asuros, maybe we can argue that the Behema is a Cheftz of Yalma, it's just a Hechatimtzi. But when it comes to arayos, maybe the behema is a mechayev. At least that's something to look at. And once you say that, so then that opens up the last thing we discussed, that opens up the possibility that even when it comes to behema shchuta, there would be distinctions to be made. Question that the Mepharshim ask, what about Oso V'yes B'no? Certainly according to Sumchas, Oso V'yes B'no is a din in Gufin. That's clear. The question is Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan don't say Gufin, but the fact is that if you do Oso V'yes B'no with two B'nos, then Yochayev al Talachas V'yachas, the Rambam of Shchita paskins that way as well. So why isn't that a problem according to not only the Rambam, but the Tosfos Reed and the Rambam? So what I was trying to say in the end was that, that's an issue that comes up in another context too, and that is when the Rishonim are discussing the problem of the need for Xeris HaKasuv, for Gufin Mechlokin, which seems to be the debate between Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Tosfos and Krisus. Tosfos and Krisus assumes that you really shouldn't need a Limud and wonders why Dafka Shivka Harufa does, but notes that when it comes to also against Bano, and Shabbos is Kagufin, you don't. Whereas Tosfos and Sanhedrin, trying to explain Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that Nirva L'Zakar, Nirva L'Behema, is Kayv Achas, so there's no Gufin Mechlokin in that case. So Tosfos says, because there's no Geras HaKasim. So according to Tosfos, you would want to know why it is that Shabbos is Kagufin and also V'yaz Bano, Dafka, don't require Geras HaKasim, and yet we do say Gufin. The point is that there seems to be a pattern in which Oso V'yes B'no is treated differently. There's a pattern in which Oso V'yes B'no seems to be treated differently than other seemingly like cases. And there's also a pattern in which Shivka Harufa is treated differently than its seemingly like-minded cases. So just as we explained why Shivka Harufa might be unique, in that Shivka Harufa, Shogeg, and Mazin are blurred. Yochayev al, Harbe Averos, Behalanachod. So we understood why Shivka Harufa might be unique. Why might Oso V'yes B'no be unique? The answer is, perhaps, because what I said towards the very, very end, that Oso V'yes B'no should not be looked at, in the middle of a case. There's the background and the opportunity for Oso V'yes B'no, and then there's a particular Ma'is Aveira, namely the Shchitas Habein or Hab, whichever the case may be. Rather, the way to look at Oso V'yes B'no is that the creation of the pair is a Chalos. And if you look at it that way, so then each Oso V'yes B'no is a different Chalos completely. It has nothing to do with the other. It's not the same Ma'is Aveira or similar, another Hechitimtzi of the same Ma'is Aveira. We're talking about the creation of this relationship. Now, if that's true, so then that, of course, explains why, even though we're talking about behema and lachar shchita, or simultaneous with shchita, nonetheless, here we say gufin, or the equivalent of gufin. We do not call it gufin, and it also explains why we don't need exeris akasim, because that's exactly what Oso V'yes B'no is. And you can never say about any Oso V'yes B'no that it's more and more of the same. It's a different mechayev. Each pair of Oso V'yes B'no is a different mechayev. Now, if that's true, then perhaps we can explain another view of the Rambam, which could be explained other ways too, but it should be noted. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura. Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tumura Halacha Yudalit, speaks about possibility of multiple tumuras. Echad ha'meimer tamim v'bal mum, aleph yudalet. Bal mum v'tamim, oshahimer bakar v'tzon, tzon v'bakar, kvasim v'izim, izim v'kvasim, nekevos v'skarim, skarim v'nekevos. So the point is all different configurations of tumura. Then he adds, oshahimer echad v'neya omeya v'echad. Let's say he tried to create 100 tumuras from one. Let's say he had a behema which had kedusha, and he wanted to create tumuras on 100 chulins, or mea biyachad, bein bevasachas, bein bezeh achazeh,
Hare Elu Tmura Veloka Kamina Vehemos Shehemia.
So,
now the truth is in the next halacha. So the Rambam says, Hare Elu Tmura Veloka Kamina Vehemos Shehemia. According to the number of behemos that he did this with, that's the amount of malkios that he receives. And halacha Tazvav, the Rambam says, Ein Tmura Osa Tmura Lo Vlad Vehemos Hekdesh Osa Tmura. Shenemar v'ayuhu t'murasa yekodesh hu v'lo vlodo t'murasa v'lo t'murasa t'murasa avla meimer b'behema v'chaza v'hemer ba v'chaza v'hemer afilu ela kulon t'mura v'lo ken al kolach v'yachad kamosh v'yara. So the Rambam repeats in halacha tazvot for some reason the halacha of zeh achar zeh. So the Nosei Kelim have a difficult time with the Rambam on two levels. Number one, where did Rambam get this halacha from? Is it so obvious? Or is this a chiddush of the Rambam? So the Mari Korkus starts off. The din of Malka shekasav Ravenu shalokal called behema lo matzasi b'shum malkom befurash. He already notes that it's not so clear. Then he has a whole discussion. Does the Rambam, when the Rambam says areil tumur v'lokum kaminin of behema shehemir, does that really go in both cases or not, or is it only in b'zeh achar zeh, or is it even b'vasachas? The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, interprets that it's on the second halacha, also the halacha tesvav, that the Ram only means a b'zeh achar zeh, but not b'vasachas. The Mari Korkus himself is inclined to think that the Rambam means it in both directions. Bein b'zeh achar zeh, bein b'vasachas, either way, kaminyan of behemot shehemia. The other question is, does this go in both directions in terms of the behema which has kedusha, or the behema schulin, which is going to get tmura? Again, I'm not going to go into detail of this, just I'm pointing out that it's difficult to know exactly what the Rambam is referring to in this halacha. Is it referring to 100 behemos kedusha, each of which you try to pass on to this one behemos chulin, or more likely 100 behemos chulin that you try to create from this one behema which has kedusha? So there's a debate in reading of the Rambam whether it's b'chalik between b'zechas and b'vasachas, as well as on this other question. Either way, certainly especially if we say bein b'vasachas, bein b'zechas, refers to not only the effectiveness of tmura, but harel tmura b'lokin kemina b'hema shehemir refers to. So the question is, why? After all, if he does that in one hasra, so why should he get malkios according to the minyan of behemos? Again, it sounds an awful lot. Again, like gufin muchlakin, even though we're dealing with behema here, this is not a context of arayas. So the Farshim speak about it in the Chidusha Hagriz and Tmura. So he says, the question of b'vasachas, shalom b'zachazet, he doesn't bring it into the problem of gufin. He thinks it just depends whether what it is about tmura that is loka, whether it's the maist of astias tmura, or it's the chalos of creating tmuras. If it's chalos, it could even be b'vasachas, he says. If it's really the maist of tmura, then it should be only b'zachazet, referring to the debate of the Mefarshim, how to read the Rambam. But I think that's a useful comment from two points of view. Number one, is it really clear that if it's Maisa Tmura that generates the Malkus, that it wouldn't apply to Mea B'Vasachas? In other words, if you do Mea Cheftzas B'Vasachas, maybe that could still be considered Mea Maisa Tmura, not just Mea Chalos Tmuras, based on the principle of Gufa Mechlakin. That's point number one. Number two, the possibility that he raises that creating chalos tmuras is what's important, not the maisa, is helpful for reasons of connecting this to osav yas b'no. So the Orsameach asks the question. He says, if the Rambam generally doesn't think that gufun mechlakin apply in behema, so outside of arayas, so why here? So he gives two answers. So one answer he gives is, maybe there's a difference between karban and malchus. And when it comes to karbanos, so the Rambam really thinks that we don't say gufa mechlakin b'behema. When it comes to malchus, we do. This is in Nochashkot, the Arsenal I'm referring to, is in the Perek Vav,
Hilchos Shkagos.
He also speaks about this Rambam in Hilchos Tumura, but
in a slightly different way.
So again, if we distinguish between Karbanos and Malkus, that's very intriguing, very important. Until now, we've been assuming that if Gufan affect both areas, it affects them both in a similar way. But, of course, the possibility of distinguishing and saying that one depends on Maisin, let's say, and the other depends on Mechai. Let's say Gufin and Malkios depend on Maisin. And in Shkogos, maybe it depends on Mechaibim. So we would apply Gufin in one and not in the other. This, of course, needs to be analyzed against a broader background of the relationship between Malkus and Katos generally. We've had it already a few times, right? The question of Malkos, whether you say Chiluk Malkos could not be different between Malkus and Katos, although they're in the other direction. Right, you don't say for Yandip, you do say it for for Shabbos. The question is about Yom Kippur, but it comes up in other areas as well. Lav Sheva Maisa, whether you're mechalik between Korban and Malkus. There are a whole slew of issues where we seem to treat Malkus and Chatas in a similar way, and the question is, in fact, is that accurate, or are there different mechayvim between the Tzad Malkus and the Tzad Chatas? So that's one possibility that the Orzo Meach suggests. The other possibility, though, is that he says, after all, in the case of Tumura, like Osav Yez Beno, we're talking about creating pairs. He doesn't explain why this should be different. He just says it this way. He says that maybe the Rambam thinks that Tumura is like Osav Yez Beno. It's about creating pairs. It's not how many extra behemos are subject to the process of Tumura. It's that each behema pairs up with the behemos kodesh to create a Tumura. So I think in light of what I was trying to suggest, which is that the idea is that Tumura is about creating this relationship. It's not that you have a certain background, but then the Shechita is a Maisa Aveir. It's about creating this chalos of Osav Yez Beno. Possibly something similar takes place in the context of Tumura, in which case it's not just a question of it not being an additional. That's important not only to establish that we're not talking about more of the same Ribu Shiurim or Kepel Hadamar and so on, but the whole point is that it's a different. Yetziras Achalos is always like a Mechayev. And when it comes to Mechayevim, Gufin are Mechlokim. Even when it comes to today, but yeah.
Maybe there's an afkmir by Hasra or something, but according to the explanation that we're giving now, shouldn't it be even more than Gufim we're talking? Shouldn't it be?
Well, it's a Gufim Maklokim which goes beyond Maisim. Well, I said the other day, I'm not sure, it just becomes a matter of semantics. In other words, I said the other day, Osav Yez Beno doesn't need a Makar, because that's what Osav Yez Beno is. Right, and we would be saying something similar about Tumur. Tumur is. So if you want to say that that's more than the Gufim Mechlokim, or that it accomplishes Gufim Mechlokim by its very nature, and you don't need a limud to tell you about it, I think it's like a paradigm almost of what Gufim Mechlokim should, in its more extreme form, meaning in the closer to Shemos aspect of it, is really about.
Because I'm saying by Hasra, maybe there would be.
What do you mean Hasra?
Let's use that, like one Hasra could work for a couple of Gufim. So if you say that...
Well, that could be true anyway. I mean, that depends on issues of Hasra too, probably.
Right, but I'm saying if it's more than Gufin, then maybe one Hasra wouldn't work.
Oh, maybe. He's assuming that it's a form of Gufin, just a Gufin that works in this way. And in connection with this, I just can repeat what I mentioned in the name of the Chit Mekumetzes, that Tez Zayin increases. Gimel, where some of these issues are fleshed out as well. Okay. Shinam Gomez, this is in the back. Nashmatos, the Kedushim Shinam Gomez is in the back, that they refer to the front, they tell you to look in the back. So, discussing the problem again of status of the Eva. So he asks, "Oh, kasha, the kamer paragil anasha basar min achai." Another case, basar min achai u basar min atreifa. So if you eat basar min achai and basar min atreifa, ein achai and ela achas, afilu b'shtei behemos. Mishum the mafki michad krav basar b'sad atreifa lo sochelu. Basar b'sad atreifa lo sochelu teaches you that you can't eat basar treifa and you can't eat basar min achai. So since it's derived from one pasuk, even if we're talking about different behemos, you only chayv achas. Now, my, a behemos gufin l'chlokin, according to the view that behemos are gufin l'chlokin, let's say the discussion in the Mishnah on Tezayin of Aleph, right? If you say shabbos is gufin, maybe it's say behemos gufin. So why not basar chay and basar trefa, two different animals? Why shouldn't you be chayv shtayim? Shlomar. So he gives two answers. Behind the time, I got me basam and achai, basam and atreif, and then achai vel achas, kibit shapir isurayu, v'chaticha achas min abehema, v'lo tzarech kol aguf li isurayu, v'kach lo mikri gufun b'klokin. Kav agabi, also, there's b'no, isurayu shayach v'kol guf abehema, mishum hachi, behema ku gufun b'klokin. So the first answer that he gives, also very interesting, is that if we're talking about an isur that can be satisfied, or accomplished with a chaticha from the behema, then you don't say guf mechlakin. You only say guf mechlakin something like also yes, but no, where you relate to the totality of each animal. So that is an interesting answer. It could be that that could be explained simply on the basis of the Tosfos Rid's perspective, namely dvarim chashuvim. So you might say when it relates to the whole animal as a whole, the organism animal. So that's a davar chashuv. And if I relate to a piece of the animal, maybe not so. Okay. Or, what the Shita Rebetzis is struggling to say is what kind of halach osav is, but no, it's not about ma'isa shvita, it's not about a piece of the animal. It's about the status of osav is, but no, it's a status, and therefore it relates to the total animal. If it could apply to a piece of the animal, it wouldn't be about a status. Masha'en came. Basa b'sada treif or basa chai, two different animals, it doesn't matter, because each animal is not an animal, it's just a hechatimtzi for getting basa. B'nicha hi da'ochal lo'osar me'ezvachim, yisurayu shayich b'chaticha acha, same idea. Ava hi da'ocha, ha'bal ha'behema, kosher. Then he asks a question from Rabbi Yishmael, and from ha'bal ha'behema, amai nechai v'la acha, ala shayich ha'isu b'chol guf ha'behema. That's a... If already we're saying that the difference is between kol guf behema and others, there are kol guf behema cases, which also don't seem to qualify as guf mechlakin. Or kasher, yamir beperikam b'nivra lezachar, b'nivra lebehema nechay v'la'achas, mishum nechay v'la'yakadish nafki, afilo b'kivu l'mechay v'la mishum nechay kroy nafki, v'lo tishkam v'lo titein shchavtecha, halabach e'nechay v'la'achas, afagam de guf mechlakin. Meaning, why is Rabbi Shmuel tell you that these two bios, asuros, okay, one with Zachar, one with Behema, are not in the category of Guf and Mechlokin. So again, Tosis and Sanhedrin said because it's not Zer Sakasa. But Tosis is, Shidu Gubetz's answer is, Yeshlomar, Kivim Sheshne Isuranein, Yushne Shemosein, Nirbel Zachar, Nirbel Behema, Bekala Nakasa Blavechad, Shmamina de Isa, I'm sorry, Shmamina de Asa Le'aruye, Shla Yischayev mitam shnei shemos v'shnei gegufin kiim achas. So basically, what he's saying is, since there are two elements in two chidushim in Rabbi Yishmael, okay, one is that there aren't two shemos, and the other one is that there aren't two gufin. So the point is that these are not unrelated chidushim. Once you say that there aren't two shemos, because it's one zeres akasuv, one pasuk. One makar, so that if there are no two shemas, there aren't going to be two gufin either. So on the surface, that seems peculiar. If shemos and gufin have nothing to do with each other, so one has to say ein chabo el chidusha. The Torah's chidush is that it's one shemiser. We thought there were two, but it should be less than any other single shemiser. It shouldn't be less than chaylev and dam. Right? If you had chaylev and you had gufin. You're counted as gufin. It should be different than ishanida. Right? It's one shemisur, but yet we have gufin. So why does the fact that the Torah is mechad, all the Torah is mechad in Shir, is that it's one Shemisa? So why does that dictate with regard to Gufin? But if we say that that Gufin isn't just about splitting the Ma'is Aveira, but that Gufin is about different Mechaivim, and it's close to Shemos, so on the contrary, the point is that if even the Shemos are integrated into one, that there was a possibility for two Shemos here, and the Torah went out of its way to negate that, and to establish that it's one. So that dictates for Gufin as well. But to say it clearer even, the point is that by saying Lo Yia Kadesh, what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that the specific Maisa and the specific partner is unimportant. What's important here is the totally depraved conduct of this fellow. We don't care whether it's Nirva LaZakar or Nirva LaBehema. The Isser is an Isser Klali of Lo Yia Kadesh, which doesn't refer to either of those specifically. Lo Yia Kadesh refers much broadly, more broadly speaking, to an unacceptable attitude towards the concept of Arayos and behavior in general. Right, you want to ask me whether this has implications for the discussion of the Rashi and Targum Unklus and the Ramban about what Lo Yia Kadesh really is. I think the answer is yes. Clearly, Rabbi Shmuel is taking the view that the specific mice is beside the point. It's a fill in the blanks, heichatimtzi, of an Isser Klali, of behavior that in a more general sense is just reprehensible in every way. Layyeh Kadesh, certain laxity, as I say, and depravity when it comes to these areas of life. So the point is, of course it's not going to be goofing Mechalakim. That's the whole point. It's not just that you do that saying, well, if there's no Shemos, it's not going to be goofing either. You know, because then why not say Elucha Bala Kedusha was one thing after the other? But it's even more than that. It's not only that goofing are similar, or goofing are just a madrega lower than Shemos, but they belong to the Shemos type concept of Mechaivim. It's even more than that. The point is that by the Torah giving you an Isser Klali, where we would have expected Isser Pratis, the Torah is basically saying it's a fill in the blank hypocrisy kind of a thing. And by saying that, that affects Shemos, of course. If it affects Shemos, it certainly affects Gufin. Because the point of Gufin is, perhaps, according to this perspective, at least we could say, is perhaps Machad. Yeah.
That's limiting that Kiddush just to Loya Kaddish. If only by this Shemos there to the Gufin, it's then
as opposed to? Right, absolutely. Right. I mean, there's no evidence that Rabbi Shmuel thinks in general that Gufin are not Machalkin.
So he wants to say that.
Sorry?
Pretty much say that.
No, I'm saying, according to Tosafos in Sanhedrin, who says that Rabbi Shmuel's problem is that there's no makor for Gufin. So according to Tosafos in Sanhedrin, one would say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, wherever there's no source for Gufin, Gufin is Eilu Chabal Kedusha, you should assume it automatically, and you need a limud. But according to Shittim Kuvetzes, the Croesus is giving a different answer. There's like three answers to this question, essentially. Two answers to the question, I should say. Tosafos in Shittim Kuvetzes in Croesus is kind of giving the answer that would fit in with the mentality of Tosafos in Croesus, which is you don't need a limud for Gufin. Gufin is a universal principle. I Shifa Chalufa, maybe that's the exception. So then the question is, but if it's universal, if it's a universal principle, why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel adopt it in the case of Nirva LaZakar, Nirva LaBehema? So the answer is because there, the Torah tells us there's no Shemos, and that therefore it follows that there's no Gufin. I'm just trying to explain that if you held that Gufin had nothing to do with Shemos, had nothing to do with Mechaida, had to do with Maisa Averas, then that would not be a sensible answer. But if you think that it does, then it's a very good answer. Now, if you're then telling me, and what are the consequences for Rabbi Shmuel and other Isurim, the answer is you're absolutely right. Where you don't have the aim of, we don't have a similar chiddush of taking two Shemos and making them into one, which is a way of accenting that we don't care about the details here. It's the behavior of this Gabra that's important, not the particulars of the Maisa Beira or the partners. It's basically all fill in the blanks. Then you're not going to be in such a case. We wouldn't say Gufin, but in any other case, most cases where we do care about Maisa Averus, where we would differentiate other Mubehima, and so on, then in Achanami you would say Gufin even without Xeris Akasa.
Yeah.
I don't understand. In terms of Osses Kanel, why is that more, why does that mean less than 2 liters?
Sorry, why is that? Why do you need a limit for that less than 2 nidos? Because in 2 nidos, you could still, you could argue that it's Kevel, that it's a similar kind. Because the fact is that the Maisadeira is still the Kaveya in Nida. So the question is, you know, is it a different Maisadeira, is it a repeat? Or is it a different Mechayev because each Tumah is Mechayev? We're saying the structure of Osav as Vino is that any time where you're creating through your Aveira a broader link and connection, and that's really the Yisur, I think there it's even more obvious that you're dealing with separate Mechaivim. In Nida, you know, one could have asked, you know, is there an Yisur quality of Nida and you're plugging into it, to that concept, or is every Tumah a different Mechaivim, a different Osa?
So, because you create the backgrounds, therefore, the whole issue is your creation and therefore it's separate?
Yeah, I think so. And it's a creation of Mafreya as well, which is a symptom, it's not the cause, but that's a symptom. So I think that also yes to no, that I think that's one answer you could give. The other answer that you could give is the answer that I gave last week to that question, which is, you know, maybe you need one limud somewhere to teach you goofing.
Tosis assuming.
Well, I don't know if Tosis assumes that one way or another about that. But in other words, the first limud of Nida, does that show you that you need a limud for Nida, or does that show you that you need a limud somewhere, but once you have a limud somewhere, then it can apply everywhere? You're assuming by your question that you need the limud for Nida.
Doesn't Tosis assume that one in Sanhedrin?
Well, Tosis in Sanhedrin, yeah.
Yes.
Right. For Tosis in Sanhedrin, you would have to say that. But for Tosis in, we're trying to explain Tosis in Croesus. Tosis in Croesus, we're trying to explain why you do not need. I'm sorry. We're trying to explain. Tosis and Sanhedrin. Oh, okay, right. I see. I mean, you asked me according to Tosis and Sanhedrin, why are they, what are they going to do with Osav Yom Tov? Since they require a limud for.
That's what I was explaining.
Yeah, right. So after all, they hold that the limud for Nida, like the limud for Shiv Harufa, is because both based on Eilach Havo, Elah Chidusha.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So then I would answer them with that. Okay. And then one final point, and that is just to remind everybody. Based on the last thing we said with regard to the tumor also, so again, the Reb Chaim's point about whether creating the chalos as opposed to doing the maisa is important becomes perhaps an issue, and again, accenting kind of what the Or Sameach was saying about the tumor of creation of the relationship. It's not one, and then you have and more. It's one pair, another pair, another pair. So, just to remind everybody one more time of the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch, the discussion of Minchas Chinuch regarding Gufin and Yedias HaChet. Actually, before I get to that, just one quick error first. I mentioned the Minchas Chinuch's question of the Tosis Rid, or Minchas Chinuch's Safek according to the Tosis Rid, which is, what will happen if you have Gufin Bibasachas? Right? And as we noted, if Gufin was based on the equivalent of Shemos, then one would think it shouldn't make a difference at all. Because just like, you know, you have Achoso, Shehi Achos Aviv Achos Imo, Bereshia Barashia. So that's Gemara's point, that even though you don't have Gufin, you have Shemos. And Shemos are Mechalkin. So too, if Gufin was the equivalent of Shemos, well, not the equivalent, but it was based on the same principle as Shemos, one would think that even if it's done to Vasachas, it shouldn't make a difference. And that's the discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. But of course, just to bring that back to the Tumura case, I mentioned that the Achronim and Farshim discuss whether the Rambam meant Harein Tumura Veloka Kaminyan HaBehemos refers only to Bezeach HaZeh, or refers even to Bevasachas. So not only is it a question of, you know, why do you say Tumura, why do you say, I'm sorry, Gufin, Bibahema, but there's this additional point. And that is, would you say Gufin in Behemos, Bevasachas? Or would you say Gufin anywhere, Bevasachas? The Mechaskinok's Safek. But just to point out that if the reason that Tumura is different, and that if it isn't because of Malkus versus Chatas, it's because of the second point of the Osamea, which is like what I was trying to say, I think like what I was trying to say, also this, but no, namely it's about Yitziros Achalos and so on. So then here, you might really be inclined to say Bavasachas as well. In other words, a Gufin, which is based only on splitting the Maisim, so then you can be Mistapek, if there's no physically different Maisa, whether that works or not. But if the only reason that it works in Behema to begin with is because we're talking about the Gufin of Mechaibim, so then it should apply Bavasachas the same way that Shemos would apply Bavasachas. Okay. And then the final point is the one about Yedias Achet, and that is that just remember that the Minchas Chinuch was bothered by the fact that the Rambam, when it comes to Yedias Achet, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, that you have to be able to identify the chet that you violated. So the Rambam paskin that that's true only for Shemos, right? But it's not true at all for Gufin. But even though Gufin mechalkin, nonetheless, when it comes to Yedias Achet, Gufin are not a problem, right? Ephraim had some trouble with that. But that's the Rambam's psak, correct? I think Ephraim didn't want to concede even about Tamchuyin, right? Okay. But according to, which again, the question is what is the relationship between Chiluk Chatos and Yediyah Sachet? Essentially, that's the question. According to the Rambam, it's clear that even Gufin are not a problem of Yediyah Sachet. But that's the fact. The interesting discussion was the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph, who raised the question, what about Melachos of Shabbos? Right? So, initially, just to remind everybody, initially the Minchas Chinuch thought, well, Melachos aren't mentioned as a Chisar in the Sachet, but they are in the Mishnah, and the Rambam left them out because Hu Hadin, it's obvious. But then he said, well, how could it be? Could it be that Melachos are a lack of Yediyah Sachet, and as you know, that you violated Shabbos, but you just don't know whether it was Bezareah or Bechorish or Bekotzer or B'ma'aber. So there, you're not going to be Chayiv, but Gufin, you are going to be Chayiv. That is, it was inconceivable to the Minchas Chinuch that Gufin would be less than Melachos. And for that reason, he revised his original attitude and concluded that the omission of the Rambam is a intentional one, and the Rambam holds that Melachos are also not a chisaron of Yediyah Sachet. Okay. So the point is that that interesting discussion about the relationship between Melachos and Gufin can be significant from two points of view. When we originally mentioned it, we were interested in Melachos, and we were noting that the Minchas Chinuch is Lishitaso. Minchas Chinuch thinks that the Chiluk Melachos is a Xeris HaKasuv, and it's a Chiddush, and it doesn't betoken anything close to Shemos Nifradim, and that's why he thinks that it's even less than Gufin Nifradim. But of course, the other side of the coin is our topic now. And that is that even if you were to take the view that Melachos are not just Xeris HaKasuv, but they represent different Maisim, in theory, you could still say that Gufin are more of a problem than Melachos. And that would be if you took the view that Gufin are different Mechaibim. If you felt that Melachos are not different Mechaibim, just different Maisim. So again, at the end of the day, I'm pretty convinced, as the Minchas Chinuch was the Maskana, not for his reason, but just I think it's a blatant omission, and on the contrary, the Rambam later on in Perek Ches, where he does put it with Ashem Talui, and I'm comfortable with that, even though I think it's a very good finish, shows that the Rambam read the Mishnah differently than Rashi, and he thinks that Melachos and Gufin, both of them are not do not qualify as a chisar of Yediyah Sachet. But the point is that for the purposes of analysis of Gufin, that would work out nicely too. But even though my view of the Rambam is that, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that Melachos are Mechulakin because of Xeris HaKasuv alone. But on the contrary, the Rambam really holds the strong evidence. And again, the fact that there is an Ashum Talui, that it's not just Chayiv Chatos Kavua, shows it, that Melacha really is different in Mechayiv too. not just a different korban. So if they're different mechayvim in malachos, and yet they don't qualify for yedias achet, then we shouldn't be shocked if gufin don't qualify for yedias achet for the Rambam. And that works out very nicely with the rest of the Rambam Shita as we've been analyzing it, because we're trying to say that when it comes to tumura, when it comes to osav esbino, the comparison to hishtachavaya in avodah zarah, all of these, the Rambam himself is trying to say that gufin may very well be. Again, the comparison in Yom Shabbat Atayim with Nida, it could be that the Rambam is of the opinion that that Gufim are Mechalik in terms of Mechaibim too. And yet there's no Yediyah Sachet. The answer is, right, that's the equivalent of Malach. For the Rambam, Malachas are also different Mechaibim. Not different Shemos Iser necessarily, but certainly different Mechaibim. And that works out again with the Psak about the Sigin Horios, and so on and so forth. So I think the Rambam Shita, the discussion in Minchas Chinuch about the Rambam Shita and Yediyah Sachet, instead of focusing on what this proves about Malachos being just Xeris HaKasuv, I think even if you were to take the view that according to the Rambam they really are Mechaibim, it works out nicely in the parallel with Gufin. Okay, so much for Gufin Mechalakim. Now let's move on to Omer Budva. Yeah. What I mean by Mechaibim is something short of Shemos Issa. What I mean is that instead of saying that the hierarchy of things are as follows, it's clear that Chelev and Dam is a different Issa. And that's Shemos. It's also clear that Chelev and Chelev, the Hela Nachod, let's say, not according to Rabbi Eliezer or according to Rabbi Zera, is viewed as a repeat of the same, either a repeat or a continuation of the same maisa. What Gufa may accomplish is either something more than a repeat or a continuous performance, in which case Gufa is about breaking up maisa averas, much in the way Rabbi Yeshua's Tamchuyin is, or Gufa is something just a little bit less than Shemos. In Shabbos Kegufin, what it means is, for example, that when we say that Mishmartim is a Shabbos and Chalalehal Mos Shabsosai Tishmorim and the Shmira Lekol Shabbos of Shabbos and Shmira Achas of Pala Shabbosos, what that means is that there may be one Shem Iser in Shabbos, but every Shabbos is a different Mechayiv. It's a different experience, meaning there's a dimension that is different and cannot. It's not just a question of whether you're doing it in a repeated manner or a ribui shir manner, but what you're doing is a different experience, a different dimension to each Shabbos. That's Shabbosos. That works well with the concept of Shabbosos Kegufin, especially if you say that that's based on that same Xeris HaKasuv as Shabbososai Tishmoru and Ushmartem as a Shabbos. So too, when you are involved in a Maisa Vera with a partner who has his own status and generates own Azhara, you might say that it's not only is it not a Kefal HaMaisa, but it's a different experience. It's the same Shemiser, but it can't be the same performance. Even though it's Nida, even though it's Achosa, but it doesn't matter that it's being done in one pu'ula or in one maisa luyitzuyer. It could. The fact that it's with a different person makes it a different experience. It's short of being a different experience as the Torah categorized it, but what we're saying is that the Torah categorizes each arayos experience, although it's under a certain heading, as being unique, as being different, as having its own dimension, the same way that Shabbosos Kegufin are different. So what I'm suggesting today, what I'm suggesting Thursday and today is that whenever you're talking about Yetziras HaChalos, creating a relationship, a special relationship that binds together two things, like Osav Esbino, like Tumura, etc., what we're really saying is these are like-minded things, but every Tumura is a different Tumura. It's a Tumura unto itself. It's not just that you happen to be doing it in a separate way, B'zeh HaZeh, let's say, which makes sense, or Yeshar La'arvon Ki'achad, but this is a different experience of Tumura. It can't, not only a different experience because
of the physical way that it's done, but because of who it involves or what it entails. That's what I mean by mechayev. What I'm suggesting for the Shita Gufetzas and Os Yud Gimel is that what he's saying is that Gufin is a lot closer to Shemos than it is to Tam. From that perspective, Gufin is closer to Shemos than it is to Tam Chuyim. And therefore, the fact that you do something in one fell swoop is irrelevant. What's really important, again, the fact that the Minchas Chinuch can consider that Yediyah Sachet, aside from Chalukas Hakatos per se, if you say any Chalukas Chatos should be a problem of Yediyah Sachet, then it should apply to Rabbi Yeshua's Tam Chuyim too. Okay, I doubt if, personally, if the Minchas Chinuch would have been comfortable with that. But maybe. What I'm suggesting is that if you're talking about Shemos, namely, you have to know the Chet. And part of knowing the Chet is knowing the particulars of the experience. I don't mean physically. I mean legally that it matters that it was with this person or this Bar Chiyuva or that Bar Chiyuva. That makes it into a different kind of... It's not a different Shemi, sir, but a different experience. And what Shizukvetz is saying is that when you have different Shemos, what would have been different Shemos that were combined into one, what the Torah is basically saying is that these are interchangeable experiences. And that's what I mean by Rabbi Shmuel using the Isser Klali of Lo'ya Kadesh rather than focusing on the differences of Shchivas Behema and Shchivas Zachar. What Shinibetz is saying is one would have expected there that there would be different Shemos and that we completely dilute and neutralize those differences instead focusing just on what he's doing wrong, as if the partner is just a, you know, fill in the blanks. By doing that, what we're saying is that the nature of the individual experience is totally irrelevant. It's all focused on him. The opposite of that is where not only is the experience perhaps different, but the nature of the Easter is all about the relationship that is set up. That's what I mean by also the Espino and Tour.
Isn't that just kind of placing all these different stadim on the same scale and saying, you know...
Different stadim of what?
I mean, whether it's a machayev or whether it's, you know, separate masim, what I'm asking is...
No, I still think there's a very big difference between... I'm not saying that every time there are two masim that there are two machayevim. I'm saying that sometimes, in addition to being two masim, there are two machayevim.
If it's two masim alone, then how does it split up hakos?
If what?
If it's two ma'isim alone, how does it split up chatos?
It could be that there's more than one thing that splits up chatos. Again, the question will be, are there differences between Rabbi Yehoshua's Tamchui and Mechalkin? And Gufin Mechalkin? That'll be the question. Even if both of them are Mechalik chatos. I mean, one question will be, where do you draw the line when it comes to Chiluk chatos? Does it depend on Mispar Shvaros? Does it depend on Mispar Ma'isaveros? Does it depend on Mispar Mechayvim? Or Mispar Shemos Iser. That's one question. But even if you were to grant, the best way to check this would be, even if you were to grant that there's more than one way to split up a chatos, the point is that there could be other nafkamina. For example, things like Yediyah Sachet, right? Things like, you know, Vivas Achas. Let's say I said that Vivas Achas, Tamchuyin are not Mechalkin. Let's say I took a sandwich of pickled, roasted, cooked, and
coin.
Exactly. And I ate it in one. Okay, so that would be Tamchuyin Vivasachas. Okay? And I said, since I came to the conclusion, only Chayavachas. But if I said, but Gufin Vivasachas, your Chayavo Kolachas Yachas. Just like Shemos Vivasachas, your Chayavo Kolachas Yachas. So that would demonstrate that there's more than one way to be Mechalik Chatos. Your Mechalik Chatos through Maisa Averos, but then you have to trade off the, you know, then Bavas Achas is going to neutralize it. But just like Shemos, we understand that it could be one Pu'ula or one Maisa, but it's a different Shemos. Right. In other words, you're going to look for other Nafkamina. You're going to look for Yediyah Sachet, you're going to look for Bavas Achas, you're going to look for distinctions between Malkus and Chatos. Some of the things that we've been looking at, essentially. You're going to look at the, you know, where do you need Exeris HaKasuv, when don't you need Exeris HaKasuv, maybe you need Exeris HaKasuv for Gufin as Maisim. But whenever the Gufin imply more than Maisim, you don't need Exeris HaKasuv. That implies that there are two different dinim here.
Those are the things you're going to look at. In Ochanami, there's more than one way to do Makal Katos. That doesn't mean that all Chiluk Katos are the lowest common denominator of all those things. They could be. Or, if there's more than one halakha, you're going to find nafkamina between the different the methodologies of Chiluk. And that's what we're going to try to do. There's another question? Yep? Okay. Okay, so let's move on to Omer Botan. So,